Governor David Ige says Hawaii's past does not provide a precise roadmap to the future, but the opportunities ahead will enable government leaders to do it right, as in the case of the construction of the 30-meter telescope on Mauna Kea, halted in December by the state's highest court.
The Supreme Court did not say, don't do this project. What they did say was that the state didn't do the right things in the approval process. I am committed to pursuing this project and hope its sponsors will stay with us.
The governor also focused on high priority projects. He said long overdue five times in reference to things like private sector operations for neighbor island hospitals, moving the Oahu Community Correctional Center from Kalihi to Halawa, and building the new $160.5 million state hospital in Kaneohe. The governor then said the end of sugar production on Maui by the end of the year presents another opportunity to get it right.
When we look upward to central Maui, will we see green productive farmlands, a fallow dust bowl, or more homes for the super wealthy? We will work with Alexander and Baldwin and Mayor Arakawa to keep these lands in agriculture as a first priority.
The governor mentioned upgrades for state airports, including funding for a second international airport in Kona and more funding in the innovation economy as tourism nears capacity. He also addressed homelessness and increasing state funding for rapid rehousing and affordable housing construction. After the address, Senate President Ron Kochi said he supports the governor's priorities, but says maintaining agriculture on Maui is more than growing crops.
One of the experiences that we learned on the island of Kauai when plantations closed, without that irrigation system and the recharge, then the water table dropped and development got stopped. It resulted in Grow Farm Company building a 3-million-gallon water treatment facility in partnership with the county of Kauai.
House Speaker Joe Suki says the governor addressed all the issues important to residents, but says he will maintain a wait-and-see attitude and was non-committal.
Generally, my own feeling is that it was a good beginning, and basically we're going to wait to get the details as we move along through committee hearings and etc.
Minority House Leader Beth Fukumoto says many of the bills introduced by the 7-member Republican caucus are similar to those of the administration and majority members. But she says there's some dissension in the minority House.
We're at a place now where some people just believe that we should be oppositional, that we should always just tell people what's wrong with the state and what's wrong with what Democrats are doing. I don't believe that, and as the minority leader, I'm going to stand firm in that. We should be working with the majority.
The deadline to introduce new bills is January 27th, leaving 55 days to the end of the session. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.